It's a special pleasure to be with you this morning. It makes the rest of the week more bearable. No reflection to Marilyn, but yeah, she doesn't pay me any attention anyway. Just got our thoughts for a few moments to one of the men who talks about in the scripture that was the Lord dealt so graciously with him and to with some things that are relative to you and I today. And it's a great blessing to have these records that we can go back and rejoice about things that happened a long time ago. The fact that they happened a long time ago doesn't necessarily mean that that we're not affected by that. The Lord had come to Abram and called him out of his natural country and gave him a new name. I think that in a sense, that when the Lord calls his children from that state of death to a state of life, it may not be totally a new name, but he puts some newness to it. Not just to us, but to those around that notice that, you know, there's been something's happened, there's been a change. And that's good. That's occasion for people to rejoice in, that the Lord has not forgot us, that in spite of us, that he continues to bless us with special things. And so when he calls Abram and deals with him quite a bit, but at one point he said, you're not going to be Abram anymore. You're going to be Abraham. Now, I don't know what that addition meant, and I don't know that it's necessary to know that, but he was going to identify Abraham, and he's going to give him a name that when the Lord comes back again, there's going to be somebody standing before his people telling them about Abraham and some of the things that happened then that are relative to you and I, and a great reason to rejoice, to just go back and live again a little while with Abraham. And the Lord said, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be with you in a way that I'm going to help you deal with your friends, and I'm going to help you deal with your enemies. So whatever you have to encounter in your lifetime, you're not going to be by yourself. That's good news. That's good news to Abraham and good to us. And he's made that promise. And sometimes when things are hard on us and it seems like that there's not much of an answer to things, he has the answer. I'll be with you. So Abraham, about as far back as we have record of him, that's been a story of his life. That the things that he's encountered, the Lord has been there with him to help him. That's how he endured, and that's how he was successful in the things he encountered. In the 13th chapter of Genesis, and we read on quite a bit through these later chapters about Abraham, and it makes just good reading. Sometimes if you have opportunity to look at it, 13th chapter of Genesis, and I'll read a few verses, maybe starting in the 14th verse. And the Lord had said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And you know, when the Lord promises something, we can be sure that he's going to do it, and that's going to come to pass. And I don't mean to be getting involved in historical current events or whatever, but I'm convinced, and I don't know that I could prove it. Maybe this one scripture does. But there's a little strip of land over there along the western part of the Mediterranean Sea. It belongs to Israel. Now, I don't care who's living there. Now, I don't care how that got it, but it won't ever belong to them. The Lord has given us some things that all the enemies in the world cannot take away. Maybe just a little strip of the land, but it's yours. It belongs to you. And how good it is, even if our nature carries us away sometimes, and away from that place, and then it's hard to get back sometimes. But we have a great helper, and he's able, regardless of where we go into captivity, He's able to rescue us from that and bring us back home. But it's a struggle sometimes, and sometimes we fail, and sometimes we fail because we want to. But God does not fail. And his love and his purpose will stand regardless of what you and I do. In addition to that, and separate from that, he's given us a lot of things in this world that's ours if we are willing and obedient. Now, a lot of times God does things, and there's no if involved. But there are some blessings that he's put before us, he's provided for us. But there's an if there. If my people will hear, if my people will be obedient, then these things will happen. It'll be to their good and be of great pleasure. And then sometimes to such a great degree to whatever problem is that seems to haunt us and trouble us, my friend, God can take that away from you. And he can replace something that will occupy your mind and your feelings and just remove it out of the way. I know he can do that. But isn't it good when he does that and then he replaces? One of the scriptures, and I don't remember just where it's at, but one that I find so relative and so encouraging, it just makes you happy when you think about it, is when the disciples, John, and I know you've heard me say this before, but it's so impressive to me. John had been beheaded. they come to the Lord and tell him about it as though he didn't know. But they didn't know he didn't know. So he didn't reprimand them for coming and telling him. In fact, he was very open and understood their feelings. But they come and tell him what's happened to John. And, you know, he said, come with me. Let's get away from all the crowd. Let's get away from all the there's times, my friend, that those few moments maybe of quietness is so strengthening and settling to us. So he cared. You know, I don't really know what he said to him. But whatever it was the right thing. For he knows how to comfort. He knew how to comfort them. Something awful had happened. And they didn't know what the consequences were going to be to all that. They didn't know what them Romans would be coming after them next. If it wasn't that, it would be some of the Jews. So they were living in a time when it was really dangerous. But he said, come on, let's walk out to the desert a little bit. Get away from everything. Takes them out there. Comfort them, and then told them, sit down. And he fed them. A great bunch had followed him. And he told them, sit down. Now, there wasn't any easy chairs around, so I assume they sat down on the ground. And they prayed. And there was food. There was all the food they wanted. There was more food than they could consume. In fact, they gathered up excess in baskets and carried them, I guess, to where somebody needed some food. But the Lord proved to them something that day. That whatever your condition, whatever the situation that you're in, I can take care of you. I can protect you. I can feed you. And I can bring you back safely from that place and that condition. What a wonderful God we have. That He would notice even our struggling sometimes for something to eat physically. He'd been there, remember? Little woman fixed him supper one time. Because he was hungry. Hard sometimes for us to comprehend him as a man and yet being God. That's sometimes very difficult for us to change over to that thought line. But every once in a while, he reminds us, I know your feelings. I've been there. I've been hungry. I've been cold. I've been out in the horrible desert where just a drink of water would have been mighty good. I know what you're going through. Isn't it something to how God that understands our feelings and needs? That when we are apprehensive about something, you know, He went through a whole lot more of that than you and I will ever. He went through something else for you and I. And he went through it by himself. When it pleases God to release us, let us go to sleep. He's watching over us still. and will be until he comes back again. He don't call. I know what people mean when they say he calls to sleep and do us. More personal than that. That may be true in a sense, but my friend, when he comes back and calls, it's for you and me. And he calls specifically, and specifically we come forth. So see, all these problems we got ain't that much of a problem anyway. Yeah, come preach for us, brother. Yeah. We appreciate so much having Brother Lloyd back. We missed him last Sunday, and we're glad he's feeling better. And be with us today.